Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it.
Happy Thursday, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. I am Miss Sammy Brooks here on this fabulous Thursday, ready to have one fun, fabulous hour with all of you, and of course, with my beautiful, beautiful friend, Miss Sage Montana. How are you, my darling?
Good. How are you?
I am good, good. I am actually all ready for Christmas. I can't believe I just said that first time in probably 10 years.
I just went and picked up the last package I was waiting on, so now I'm done too, thankfully.
You know, we did have one package that came up missing, so not sure what happened. Not sure somebody stole it off our porch when we weren't here, and... because we're in a really quiet cul-de-sac, so I don't know what the hell happened. But Furby canceled it, and thank you, Amazon, for reissuing the payment back to us. So, and I'm not sure what the gift was because it was for me. Damn it. I was like, just reorder it. Do overnight shipping. I'm such a brat. So, oh my gosh, this is going to be an awesome, awesome show. Our guest that we're going to have on later is Rihanna James, and she's a TS, and she's also nominated for the AVN Awards for TS Cam Models. So, This is going to be
amazing. Exciting.
Yeah. Yes. This is going to be amazing to have her on. Did you meet her last January when we were in Vegas?
It was super, super brief, but I was going to say I knew she was there, but didn't she win?
But I mean, I just didn't know if you guys had time to, like, meet because she was way at the other end of the frickin' room, which was ridiculous.
It was, like, super brief. Like, it wasn't long enough. It was really more like, hi, that's it, you know, so.
Right?
So
it's going to be awesome. Awesome to have her on here pretty soon. And it's so funny because I was showing her picture to Furby, and I said, look at those perfect tips. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, they're so perfectly round and just, like, proportioned perfectly. And so, I was just like, what doctor did she have? Because those are absolutely perfectamundo. Anyway, so she'll be joining us later, everybody out there listening, so make sure you tune in for that. And remember, you guys can all call us if you have questions or maybe you have some advice you want to share, or like some of you out there love to call in with your funny little jokes. And the number to call us at is 646-595-4038. And remember to press 1, otherwise we will not be able to put you on the air and you'll be left in cyberspace. So I wanted to today talk about, since we have Christmas this weekend, and by the way, for everybody out there that's weird and doesn't like to say Merry Christmas, I'm wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. It's not Happy Holidays, it's Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Same. It's all about Merry Christmas. And if people have issues with that, then you just need to go to a different station, listen to somebody else.
Yep.
But I thought it would be great if we talk about holidays and camming, because as you know, because we've been doing this long enough, that when it comes to holiday season, especially the Christmas weekend, and StreamMate has a huge contest going, huge. And when I mean huge, it's like extremely big time. First place is $5,000. Like, that's crazy good money. So for a lot of cam models, and it being Christmas weekend, there's going to be some clawing, scratching, name-calling. Everything under the sun is probably going to happen with the cam models this weekend because they know there's such a huge, big prize to win. So models, just smile, look pretty, fuck yourself, have fun, because there's going to be so many models online this weekend on StreamMate. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, there's going to be a ton of models online. I told my models, just get on and do it anyways, because maybe they'll get lucky and some of the top girls won't cam because they'll be too busy with their family.
I'm not camming.
You know, like, you're not camming. I'm not camming.
There's so many cam models that are not going to be online this weekend that have been doing this for so long, that are well-known on StreamMate, that the rest of you take advantage of it. If you're single and you have the time to do it, take advantage and go work your freaking vaginas and asses and cocks off. Just saying.
Yep.
Go work your sexiness off. Don't work too much of it off because you know you're going to need it for next week. Oh, and I'm coming back. I'm coming back full force next week because I've been off cam for 2 weeks now. So. It's time. Sammy Cam needs to commence. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I pulled a freaking muscle in my back, like right under my shoulder blade. And so I've had this horrible pain in my neck, like literally a pain in my neck. I'm not talking about, you know, weirdos out there, but
Barbie.
I literally have this. Yeah, no, he's perfect. He's perfect. He's not a pain in my neck. No. Only every once in a while, like once every 6 months. but no, it was so bad. I was like, you know what? I thought I was going to be able to get on cam yesterday, and I went back to the chiropractor. And after he adjusted me, I was like, yeah, no. I'm like, I'm just going to chill out, wait till next week, be back to 100%, and full on Sammy Cam is coming your way. out there, sex monsters, so you just wait. So, okay, back to the holiday and camming. When it comes to a lot of, you know, models, they don't realize that there is slow seasons and they think they can just hop online, make all this money, and it doesn't happen. And what usually happens to those cam models that log in for a week or two and they don't see all that money coming in? What do? They usually quit.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, which I don't understand. I mean, these models don't realize that you really have to put your time in to get what you want out of it. Like, the money's not just there waiting for you.
Yeah. I've had quite a few of my girls come and, like, newer girls and be like, it's so slow. What am I supposed to do? And I'm like, look, you need to be humble and be thankful for any amount of money that you get when it's close to such a family-oriented holiday. These guys, if they're any money on you, that's money that could have went to their family, kids, wife, whatever, girlfriend, whatever, you know, like, and they chose to give you some of their money, so you can't be all upset when they're not giving you all of their money like normal, because it's that time of the year. Like, if you waited till now to make money and you didn't prepare, that's your fault.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Like, us women, you know, we have our time of the month. Well, this is the time of the year. We have that time of our month where we can't, you know, get online and make our guys happy when they expect us to. So cam models out there, this is the time of year, like Sage just said, you know, these guys do have families, you know. They might have one or two wives or four or five girlfriends or, you know, six, seven kids, you know. So you can't expect them to just be right there spending all this money. And new cam models especially, you can't expect, you know, to be given the golden bucket when you're just brand new at camming and you haven't even put the time in to build up your fan base. I mean, that right there.
Yeah, you can't. Like, I stopped bringing in new models 2 weeks ago because it's not the right time, and I don't want to discourage them when they get on and see, oh, it's slow. Like, you don't have a fan base? Let's after New Year's, and then we'll build your fan base. Like,
Exactly. And that's, like, you know, we've talked about before, social media is such a huge part of cam models' lives. It really, truly is. And a lot of cam models don't realize it, but if you're using your social media, really, really build that fan base up and engage with these guys out there, guys and girls. Engage with everybody because they really do follow those webcam links that we put out there. When we put our webcam link out on social media, people actually come to your chat room, and you'll see that response once you work at building a fan base. But once again, new cam models, if you're brand new to camming and it's the holiday season, you can't expect the gold to fall from the sky because it's not going to happen. Not right now. You just got to
stick with it. My money and free chat and is like, you know, have a great holiday. I'm like, holy moly, like, thanks. Like, geez, you know, like, this is the time that you don't set goals. You are thankful for what you get. And this, to me, is like a test. Like, the models that are patient and just get online and are thankful for every dime, they're the ones that end up having a better year because they stayed humble during a time and they weren't expecting more from someone than, you know, like, they forget that what the whole holiday is about.
Yes. Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen some tweets from girls, and I'm not going to say any of their names, but I'm reading these tweets, and they're just like, oh, I can't believe that, you know, it's a holiday or Christmas season, and my guys didn't even tip me what they usually tip me. And I'm just like, how do you put that on social media? What are you thinking? And then I think to myself, oh, goodness, could you imagine what her cam room is like? Bitching and complaining. So, like Sage just said, be humble. Enjoy the fact that you actually have traffic in your chat room. Enjoy the fact that you have a place to come and make money. Just saying. instead of getting dressed and going out to a 9-to-5 job that you absolutely despise, because we've all been there and done that. Some of us are still in it. I mean, not myself, but, you know, other people, it's like, just be happy that you have webcamming to either fall back on or to work and make the money that you make. But you have to put your time in, cam models. It doesn't happen overnight. I had somebody message me, what's going on? How come I, you know, I've been doing this for 3 weeks and I've only, you know, been making maybe $150 a week. And my response is, you logged in for, 10 hours? And you didn't even put your face on cam the full 10 hours. That might have something to do with it. Like you, and I've checked their cam room, and they're not sitting in front of the camera.
Yep. That's, I'm like, the ones that complain aren't putting in the time. And truthfully, during the holidays, you can make the same amount of money you make the rest of the year. You just have to put in the time. That's the only
difference.
You might have to spend the extra hour or two a day to make your daily goal. And if you love your fans as much as you claim, then that shouldn't be an issue.
Exactly. Oh, my Lanta. This is why I love Sage, because her and I are on the same page. I'm on the same page with Sage when it comes to all of these all of these camming discussions. It's so true. Oh, my gosh. Everything we say, if you cam models out there will actually just listen to us, new and existing, because there's existing cam models, and you know, Sage, because you have some in your studio, I'm sure, that have been doing this for a long time that still bitch and complain, but when they don't put in the time, things happen. Your fans decide, okay, you know what, she's not working, just like with me. I have fans that have been sending me DMs on Twitter, and I've got tons of emails on StreamMate. They're like, Sammy, how come you haven't been on? But I take the time to message back, I'm sorry I haven't been on, you know, I hurt myself, yada, 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 or if I'm busy with family, it's like, I'll be back on, you know, once I get caught up with things personally and this and that. So you just have to let people know. And I never put anything negative out on Twitter. Like, I don't even like to tell people, like, if I got hurt on Twitter, it's like, okay, well, I hurt myself because I was an idiot for moving stuff around and I didn't listen to the husband. I didn't listen like a dumb broad, so that's what happens. And then you have to pay for a chiropractor that doesn't take insurance. Idiot. So I learned my lesson. I will not lift things that I'm not supposed to lift, and I will wait till the husband is home to help me. Maybe. I'll think about it. So, all right, we are gonna I'll think about waiting. I'm not a patient person at all. Like, I'm so impatient for Christmas. Like, today, I wanted to take all the presents I got for Furby and just put them on the table and tell him to open them. Like,
Like, the last package I was waiting for today, I'm so excited for the baby daddy to open it. And I'm like, maybe I'll just let him open it today, like, early. And so I swore I was thinking that driving home, like.
I'm exactly the same way. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, okay, I know I can hold out. I know I can wait. I can do it. And I'm thinking, no, I can't do it. I'm just, like, dying to tell him, just please open this one gift, please. But I'm trying. I keep biting my finger saying, no, don't do it. Okay, so let's bring on this caller that we have waiting patiently for us. Okay, 561, are you there, darling?
Hello, Sammy and Sage. How are you both doing tonight?
Hi.
Hello, Stacy.
Hello.
How was your
Happy
birthday,
holidays,
honey?
It was good, thanks. Hope you have a great holiday season.
Thank you.
We will. But what did you do for your birthday?
Went to the casino and then went out to a family dinner.
Nice. Did you win any money?
I lost a little bit, but, you know, had fun.
Nice. Did you see any sexy girls?
Yes, I did.
Did you get lucky?
Yes. I had more luck there than the casino.
You didn't send me any pictures. You said you were going to send me pictures, you fucker.
I know. I'm sorry.
OMG. Last time you sent me pictures of that cutie that you had.
Yeah, that was a good experience, and I hope to see her again soon.
She was a cutie pie. Yeah, you gotta keep me updated on your little girlies that you're banging. Jeez. You need to get a webcam and start doing your own cam shows on the side when you have these little fun moments.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then we can come into your cam show and we can pay for a gold show.
Yeah.
See?
Maybe.
There you
go. That could be in the works.
You should think about it. Seriously. You could do it. You have a bedroom. You have a computer, obviously.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so what do you got for us, baby doll?
Well, I have some stuff prepared for your guest tonight.
Oh, yay. Yes, Miss Rihanna will be joining us very soon here, very, very soon. So did you stalk her Twitter?
Well, I stalked her Twitter and her Chatterbait profile as well.
Nice. Good for you. Sweet.
Yes.
And you know, she's nominated for an award this year, so this is absolutely amazing at the ABN.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I definitely got some corny jokes to make up for the last couple of weeks.
I'm sure you do. I voted for her. And I also voted for my beautiful, beautiful friend, Miss Mindy Mink. I voted for her because she's got the MILF Award at the AVNs this year. So, everybody, I will be tweeting that one out later. I'll tweet out the link for that so you guys can all go and vote for her sexy ass because she is, I'm telling you right now, Mindy Mink is so damn sexy and gorgeous that it's sickening. It's like she's just so sweet, and so she was one of my maid of honors, and so it's like I can just say whatever, but she's just that true, just like you say, like a true person. Like we had Melissa on last week, and she's the same thing. It's like so true and down to earth and just normal, which is weird because a lot of times, you know, people say, oh, pretty girls are not normal. Well, us pretty girls are normal. We're normal in our world.
Yeah.
We're cam models and we're normal. Jeez. We're actually nice people until you piss us off, and then we let you know that we're not nice. So.
But, by the way, I do have one corny thing for you ladies.
Okay.
Oh, boy. What is it, sweetness? Bring it on.
Do you think a pussy can be considered as a cocking stuffer?
Or it would actually be more a cock would be a pussy stuffer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know. Hey, you should do that, Sweet Pea. You should make cock molds of your cock and send them to us cam models so we can use it while we're camming.
There we go.
That would work.
Yeah,
would work.
And then we could totally, when we're doing our gold shows or doing a cam show with you, be like, oh, Sweet Pea, we love your cock.
Yes.
Well, guys, that's what choice you have. I have the Sweet Pea.
I got my Sweet Pea pee-pee. Oh, my Lanta, that's too freaking hilarious. I love it. Okay, so we're going to have Rihanna joining us very, very, very soon. And before she does call in to join our naughty fun conversation, Sweepy, what do you think about our topic that we had going on? Anything you want to throw in there about our conversation, darling?
I came in a little bit late because I was on the opposite side of the house.
Well, maybe you should have ran faster.
I wish I could have, but it's technology issues, you know.
Oh, okay, well, get out those rabbit ears, put them on top of your head, and hold on to the antenna so your cell phone keeps working. Jeez.
Yes.
I tell you. No, we were discussing how during holiday time it can be slow for some cam models, and I know you have a lot of cam girls that you are fond of, and we were just talking about how some cam models really find it discouraging if they're not making the money that, you know, they expect to make when it's, you know, during the holiday time.
Yeah, they just need to be more positive and appreciate the time that they are on, and so it balances out from the good times and from the bad, you know. Just
mm-hmm.
take the good with the bad from times when you're on.
Now, see, it's nice to have fans call in and give their opinion on what they think, you know, about cam models and their camming time. Oh, my gosh, Sage, you know who we haven't had on in forever is Clarence.
You know, I thought he would call last week with Miss Dawson. I really did thought he was going to call her. I'm shocked
right?
he didn't.
Yeah. He has not called in a while. I wonder if he got in trouble for spending too much money on cam models.
Probably.
His wife probably kicked his ass or something.
His mom.
I don't know if he's married, but I'm assuming.
His
mom. His mom. That's right.
Because he's in his mom's basement.
She probably made a clearance sale.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny shit right there. Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Now he's going to call and say something so crude.
I know, right? Love it, love it. Okay, hold on. She's having issues calling in. Let me... Hold on, you guys. Let's see, trying to call in. That's it. Okay, so Rihanna is trying to call us. And I'm not talking about the singer Rihanna. We have got a fabulous adult performer, Rihanna, that's calling, trying to call in. So, Rihanna, if you can hear me, darling, that is the number, 646-595-4038. And just make sure you press the number 1. I'm not sure why you would be having issues. Maybe try calling in from your Skype number, see if that works, if you can hear me. So anyway, back to what we were talking about. When it comes to cam models and the holidays, girls, guys, couples out there, just really give it time. This little slow part of the holiday season will pass because it's coming. It's Christmas. It is Christmas. It is Christmas. Just saying. It is Christmas. People are buying turkeys and hams and those big old, what do you call those roast thingies, prime ribs, and they're preparing dinner and wrapping presents. And, you know, the wives are not letting the husbands get away from them long enough for them to go
yep.
and turn on the computer.
Plus
kids are out of school right now.
Yes.
Exactly.
All the critters are at home.
And the critters, carpet climbers. The carpet climbers are at home. Oh my goodness. But there's so many ways that models can actually make money too, and not to take away from webcamming, but there's, you know, if you're feeling like you're having issues with webcamming, there's so many other ways to make money during the holiday season. You know, like there's Sex Panther. You can go out there and share pictures with your fans. You can sext each other and get paid and make money. So when it comes to slow times like this, take heed to those other options that is out there for all of your sexiness. I mean, seriously. And you're on Sex Panther, Sage, and
yeah,
it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's so simple and easy, because if you don't have time to get online, especially as a cam model, you know, utilize those things because it's great. It's really great for
mm-hmm.
models. If they can't get on cam, then, you know, try it. And Sex Panther, honestly, is a very trusted site. Us girls trust it completely, 100%. I trust it 200% because I personally know people that own the site. So trust me, it's great. They pay on time, and it's amazing. They're amazing people. So that's another option for cam models. If you're feeling like you're having issues with webcamming, then try something else during the holiday season. If you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so not making money. I don't have the monsters in my fucking chat room. What do I do? I can't masturbate right now. Well, turn off your camera, go masturbate, and then turn on your Sex Panther line. And no, I'm not getting paid to say this. I'm just saying this because they're nice people and you make really good money doing it. Just saying. So shout out to you guys. And they will be in Vegas.
So easy.
Yes. Cray cray. Cray cray. It's so easy too. There's so many ways that cam models can make money. It's intensely insane. And so when these models are bitching and complaining that they're not making money, I just want to, like, grab them by their beautiful locks of hair until their extensions fall out and say, what is your issue?
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially with you, Sage, because you have a physical studio and your girls are coming in every day and you've got – I know you got girls that complain constantly. I give you complete props because I'd be wanting to shoot some bitches.
You know, holiday, like when I come home and I'm like, dang, I didn't slap anybody today. Go me. Like, the holiday time is like real. Like, I love all my cam girls, but cam girls can have a little diva moments here and there. And
little?
They'll come. I'm like, they're like, I didn't make a lot this week. Well, you also worked 2 hours out of your 5-hour shift, so go complain somewhere else.
That's crazy. Why girls complain, I don't understand why they freaking complain to begin with.
Yeah, and, like, what do you expect, and why do you expect it? Who are you? Like, why do you expect these men or women to give you all of their Christmas money and not spend it on their family? Please tell me why.
Right.
Like, I'm thankful for every penny I get during the holidays, and I'm smart and saved for bills and other things that I wanted before December hit. If you didn't do that, then be mad at yourself, which I think a lot of them are. They just stress about bills, and then it's like they're not making the money. And when you need the money, you won't make it. You will not make it.
Exactly.
Because
you know,
when
you
want to make money, you will. It's when you need to that you don't. Because you're thinking about
the
list. You pay attention to the clock too much. How many people are in your room? Does my camera look right? Is my lighting okay? You have 10 million excuses as to why your room only has so many people in it. And it's like, chill out. Take a deep breath.
It's the law of attraction. When you are in that negative realm of when you need to make that money, that's exactly what happens. You know, some people say that when I bring up the law of attraction, they're like, oh, my God, you're crazy. Okay, yeah. No. No, it doesn't work. And I'm like, okay, you just play it by my rule for, you know, 1 week. Let me know how that goes. And if it doesn't work out for you, then you go back to your way.
Yep.
And they always come back to my way, because when you're positive, it works. And when you're a negative Nancy, it totally turns into a pansy ass moment. Just saying.
And you know what? When you are like whining about it being slow, you come across as being thirsty, and no customer wants to give money to a girl who looks thirsty. Be hungry. Don't be thirsty. Because you'll make the money when you're hungry. When you're thirsty, you won't, because it's unattractive.
Oh, my gosh, it totally is. It's like girls that beg for tips constantly in their chat room.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, and there's a difference between sexy begging, because some girls, they're great. Like, they're great at begging for tips. They're, like, sexy. They're doing it in a way that works for them. But when it's actually a cam girl or a cam model in general that just needs the money so bad that they're begging for the tips, that turns them into a bitch. And,
like, I'll stand up for $10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn.
Right. Who does that? Yeah, you want me to stand up for $10? Like, I mean, I get, okay, some girls, they don't like to show their feet for, you know, for free when they're on cam, which is fine. But if I have a foot fetish guy that has never paid for a cam show with me, never, ever paid for a cam show, I'm going to show you my feet. Why? Because he needs to see the foot candy before he wants to spend the money. And if it's only for a few, you know, a few seconds or whatever, that gives him an idea of what he's going to pay for when he goes into those, into that chat show. And if he wants to see my feet again, then he is going to totally pay gold to see my feet in free chat. Just saying.
But I think, like, the best thing I tell girls, when it comes to tips, use your clipboard and paste what you want them to pay for those things. So you don't even, like, I don't even bring it up ever. I just repaste it, and I, you know, I have my little welcome to the butterfly project, X amount for tips, X amount for my butt. You're welcome to go private and exclusive. And I just paste it randomly the whole time. If someone asks me how much it costs, I just repost it, because I just don't like, I'm not a beggar. You're going to pay or you're not, and that's okay. Like, I'm going to survive anyway. And so, I mean, some guys do come in and they'll be like, well, I need to see your tits before I go private. No, nice try.
Yeah, see, but, now that right there, that's one of the ones where you and I both know. We're like, yeah, no. Sorry, little buddy.
Yeah, I tell them all the time, you better try that on someone else. I've been around too long. I'm a goddamn
dinosaur.
Yeah,
try that on a new cam model, because they ain't working on us old girls.
Yeah. I tell them all the time, I'm a dinosaur, dude. You can't do that with me. And they always will ask, like, who can I do it to? And I'm like, I can't tell you that either.
I've never had one of them ask me that. That's funny.
Yes. Yes, they ask me. I'm like, I would never, I'll refer you to girls to spend money on, not for you to try tricks on.
Right? Oh, my Lanta. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I just got a message from Rihanna James, and she has been trying to call in to the show, and it just keeps ringing and ringing and ringing. So she's not able to get through. So Blog Talk Radio, I have to say that you are fucked up right now. Just saying. Because it just keeps ringing, and I can't bring her on. And which, I'm going to, okay, since I'm on a little Blog Talk rant, and I see it, but I'm going to say it right now. So I call into the show, and I usually use my house phone because I get much more clarity, which I'm on right now. And I tried to call in from my cell phone earlier. And Blog Talk Radio, for some reason, wanted to charge me 1 cent per minute to use my cell phone for their for the radio show time. So, Blog Talk Radio, I might be having some discussions with some people because you're not paying me for my time. Just saying. It's Paige's time. So,
and time is Monday.
I'll keep you posted on that one, Paige. I call into the show, and this is what I do every week, and Blog Talk Radio, yes, I'm totally putting this out there for everybody to listen to, because this is ridiculously crazy. So I call into the show, and it says, we're sorry, but your carrier will be charged by your carrier 1 cent per minute while you are on the air. I'm like, what? I'm like, what the heck is that? And I'm like, that doesn't sound like T-Mobile. I'm like, okay. So I let Furby listen to it, and he goes, that's not right. He goes, that's not T-Mobile. I said, okay, so I'm not listening to it. I'm not completely blonde at the moment. And then I called in from the house phone. Everything's perfectly fine. So Blog Talk Radio, you can suck my clit. Seriously.
Sure.
Yeah. We are on episode 91, Sage, and if there is an issue, it's not because of us, everybody out there listening. We will be, we'll discuss this, and I will keep everybody posted on changes that I may make. Just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. So, anyway, back to webcamming with Sammy and Sage. Any of you out there listening that would like to call in and give your advice on webcamming, if you have webcamming tips, or if you're a cam model that has questions, or if you are just a fun-loving fan that would love to call us girls and have some fun with us, or, you know, yell at us, or whatever it is that you need to do, just call call us at 646-595-4038. Remember to press the number 1 or you're not going to have any fun. Just saying. But us girls are here and we are ready for you. And once again, I will remind everybody that our fabulous guest, Miss Rihanna James, a fabulous TS that was supposed to join us, is having issues trying to call into Blog Talk Radio. They're probably trying to charge her an extra 1 cent per minute. So we're going to reschedule her very, very soon. So I will be tweeting out when she will be back on when we get these issues resolved. Technical difficulties. Jeez. Kind of like technical difficulties when we're camming. Like, I've had issues where my freaking Hitachi has stopped on me, and that is really messed up when you're doing a freaking paid chat show. Like, that sucker goes out right in the middle of a freaking, you know, like a coming moment. That is the worst freaking thing ever.
Yep.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. So since we don't have Rihanna coming on the show, let's talk about a few other things in the webcamming game. I was reading some postings of, because I go on and I read blogs of cam models complaining, which I just, it just irks me, like really truly irks me. And with you, Sage, having a studio, I just seriously give you so many props because it's so hard to have the girls there, all the, you have girls around the clock, and when you're there at the studio, you're just listening to everything, and you have to take it in, and, you know, you're professional, and you have to keep your wits about yourself, and I know that you just sometimes want to just grab a freaking glass dildo and slap these bitches upside the head. I know you do.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Yeah.
You know who you are.
Yes, we do. Yeah, I'll say when you work physically with these girls, sometimes my team, we don't just deal with them on a cam model level, but we deal with them in their home issues and this and that, and it's like, oh my goodness gracious. So everything that some of you fans see these girls saying about their personal lives on Twitter, imagine sitting and dealing with that in real life.
Right? So, like seriously, I with a lot of studio owners, because, you know, I know quite a few studio owners, and they deal with girls getting evicted from their apartments, and they come into the studio, and they owners have to listen to this. And what amazes me is these cam girls think that you are their mother and you're responsible for helping them to figure out their situation.
I've had to tell some because they, you know, I've had some come to me and with boyfriend problems, and I'm like, look, I need to be your last resort. If you want out of that relationship with him and you want me and my baby daddy to come and help you, then it better be because you're ready to get out. Because if you go back, you ain't going to have a job no more. Because I'm tired of hearing about it.
Right?
But
this is not,
you know,
Dr. Sage. This is studio owner Sage.
I've even had to tell some that I'm going to start charging you by the hour with 1 hour minimum fees if you want me to be your psychiatrist, because I could be popping my pussy online, but I'm talking to you.
Pop that pussy.
Yeah. I mean, some of us, you know, we have good conversations and funny stuff, and I love my models that come to me and tell me they paid cash for their car, or they're getting their boobs done and they're so excited, or they got their kids, you know, whatever. Those, I love those, but sometimes, I'm not going to lie, sometimes girls come in my office and I'm like, the whole thought of that conversation already drained me.
Right? Like, it is.
Funny. Like, can't y'all just, I even told the girls, like, I'm going to buy a coat hanger and we're going to put it outside. And when you show up, you take your feelings and you hang it on this coat hanger before you walk in.
Oh, my goodness. It's one of those things. Okay, think about it like this. If us girls, we worked at, okay, say we're working, let's just say we're working at Macy's, Or even better yet, say we're working at Walmart, okay? I'll give some of these girls who really don't have anything. If we're working at Walmart and we're having a bad day with our boyfriend, or we just got evicted from our apartment, or our house just got foreclosed on, do you think if you walk into the CEO office of Walmart or Target or Macy's, do you really think they're going to give a shit about what you say? Hell no. They're going to be like, get your ass back out there. Freaking get back on that check line. You keep putting them tags on those clothes. You keep greeting them customers, or you're not going to be coming to work tomorrow. But with us, cam models, we have the absolute most amazing job ever, and studio owners like Sage, where you can actually go in and talk to, you know, these studio owners and physically, you know, and if you can't talk to your studio owner physically, you can always pick up the phone and call your studio owner, and you can tell them what's going on. But models,
yeah,
at the end of the day, it's all about you working and taking care of yourself. We can't fix the problems that you have. We can only help you build a business and make your income. Just saying.
Yep, and I would know how I'll help everybody that I possibly can. I do help everyone that walks in my office. But a lot of these girls, like, I mean, I would rather my girls come to me and say all of it than put it on Twitter, which we both know a lot of models do.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So, you know, I tell them, don't do that, because that, like, not to take away from what's going on in your life, but it looks really pathetic when you put that shit on social media. Like, don't do that. Like, come to me, talk to me about it. Get it off your chest, yeah, and then go pop your pussy. Like,
it, right?
People say money doesn't buy happiness. Bullshit. Are
right?
you happy when your bills are paid? Then yes, money does.
Are you happy when you get evicted?
Right. Like, I'm having a bad day. I just think I need today off. Okay. And when your lights get shut off, don't ask me for a loan. Like,
seriously. Oh, my goodness. Yes. That's another thing, cam models. If you, and this is one thing that a lot of models, like you said, if you haven't put the money away for this slow time, especially it's Christmas weekend, and, you know, just even the last 2.5 weeks for a lot of models, been really, really, really slow because it's holiday time and kids were getting out of school to be with their families. And the thing is, if these models didn't think about that ahead of time and put that money away, and it's not like we're talking down to any models that didn't think about this, but this is what happens with a lot of models. When they don't look into the near future and they don't have that money sitting there put aside for themselves, then that's your own fault. It really is. If your lights get turned off, or if you realize that, oh my gosh, I can't even buy my child anything for Christmas, you can't just call up your studio owner or walk into their office and say, can I get a loan on the money that, you know, I made in the past, you know, and I'll make it back, I promise you. No, that doesn't work like that.
No, if you won't work to pay your own bills, why should I give you any?
Exactly.
I like to give bonuses to girls who come in and push through and try when
pop
it's slow. Yeah, like, it's slow online, cool, let me buy you guys dinner, feed you, get you motivated to get back online. But because you're having a bad day, you know, like,
yeah,
no, come on, just be a big girl, put your big girl panties on.
Exactly. Or girls that are just like, oh my gosh, my extensions are not looking pretty, I just cannot go online today, oh my gosh. And then the next day you log in, you're like, oh, I'm not making any money, okay, I'm going to take tomorrow off. And then you're going to bitch and complain, you're going to call your studio owner or go into your studio and say, oh my gosh, you know what, I didn't work the last 3 days and I have this bill that is due. Girls, really,
yeah,
smile, look pretty, and just fuck yourself.
Just do it.
Just do it. And as Sage would say, pop that pussy.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So funny you said that earlier, because Furby was walking around the house saying that earlier. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, would you quit saying it? I'm like, just knock it off. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're coming up on the end of the show here in a few minutes. And like I told everybody out there listening, Miss T.S. Rihanna James will be joining us again. She has some difficulties calling into the show due to Blog Talk Radio, so hopefully they will figure that out and she'll be able to join us next time. I'm going to rebook her because she's absolutely fabulous, amazing, and she's nominated this year for Trans Camstar for the AVN Awards. So just stay tuned. I'll be tweeting out more about the sexiness of Miss Rihanna James. But to get into the holiday talk, so I'm sure that you're spoiling the little munchkin.
Yes.
So, like, under the tree, you probably have, like, 60, 70 presents for this little monkey.
Oh, my gosh, tons and tons. And Grandma has tons
right.
and tons.
Oh,
so.
My gosh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You need to text me a new picture because I want a picture of, like, either all three of you or a cute baby picture because I want to save it to my phone for when we're calling each other, texting, whatnot. Because I'm like, I was texting you earlier. I was like, I need a picture of you guys or the baby or something so I can have it on the phone. I don't want to use a webcam picture. I don't want a webcam picture.
You know what's funny is I have when Furby's contact picture is a picture you sent me, and he has a pair of your underwear on his head.
Oh, my.
Yes, it's so funny.
Well, maybe I'll have to send you a picture of me with his underwear on my head, and you can save that one.
There we go. Perfect. You know, the picture of you is when we were in the hotel, and the guy was trying to fix the wiring for us. And
no
you
way.
Took my bra and put it over your head.
I don't even have any of those pictures because it was on a different freaking phone.
Yes. Oh, it's
my God.
Because it's just saved as your thing. I'll see if I can screenshot it to you.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Oh my gosh, your bras are ginormous. Was that with your new boobs or your old boobs?
No, they were my old ones.
Oh my Lanta, and they were still big.
So old, yeah.
Oh my God, I love it. Love it, love it. That's freaking hilarious. All right, everybody, we are coming up to the end of our show, and us girls, and I forgot to say, we are not going to be here next week because we won't. Just because next Thursday evening, we will not be live on Dollhouse Radio because there's a couple things I need to do, and I won't be able to be on at this time. So I
will
be
letting
that's
the baby's birthday, so that's perfect.
Oh, there you go. See, everything happens for a reason.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, and I wouldn't have expected you to do the baby's birthday for the show. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. You could have just said, hey, you know I wouldn't expect you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Silly gooseness. All right, Miss Sage Montana, give me your shout-outs there, sexy beast. I love you,
right.
My butterfly queen.
All right, you guys can follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on Instagram at SageInVegas. Of course, you can text me using SexPanther/SageMontana, or you can watch my live shows at SageMontanaXXX.CatModels.com.
Yay! And then remember, everybody out there listening, our fabulous guest that was supposed to be on, but due to technical difficulties, she was not able to connect through to the lines on Blog Talk Radio. And you can follow her on Twitter at T.S. Rihanna James. That's T.S. Rihanna James. And then you can also catch her cam shows at tsrihannajames.chatterbait.com/TS Rihanna James. So make sure you go check her out on Twitter, stalk her, follow that beautimousness. I'm just saying she's absolutely awesome and fun. And then you can also follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, and you can catch my live cam shows, Sammy_Brooks.Camels.com. I will be live after the Christmas weekend. I will be back live on cam on Tuesday once I get back from the in-laws. So just stay tuned. But for the weekend, I'm not doing any camming. I'll be throwing out some tweets But other than that, you guys will just have to wait until I'm back on cam, and we will be back live on the air January 5th here on Dollhouse Radio, as long as Blog Talk doesn't make me mad. but I will keep you all posted. On that note, everybody have a very, very, very Merry Christmas, and we will be back soon. Sage, have a fabulous Christmas and
you
a beautiful birthday day next week for your baby. So cute.
Yay.
Okay,
yeah, I'm
so excited.
Thank you. You
all
guys
right,
too.
Honey, yes, I will talk to you soon and kick those girls into shape at the studio. You know what? Just take
will
their
do.
Cam away if they're not being good girls. Put them in the corner, slap them in the face, beat
right.
them with a dildo. You know, all that good
yeah.
stuff.
yeah.
All right, darling.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye.
I'll talk to you soon, honey. Have a fabulous
okay.
night. Okay,
bye.
Bye.